please the court. The issue in this appeal is whether the Sentencing Commission, when it drafted Guideline Section 2B5.1, intended to subject even the most unsophisticated counterfeiters to a six-level sentencing increase. Both the text of the guideline and the supporting commentary indicate that the Commission did not intend such a result, but rather intended to differentiate between unsophisticated counterfeiters who use widely available equipment to merely reproduce currency from those counterfeiters who use sophisticated production techniques to manufacture counterfeit currency. The language used by the Commission in Section 2B5.1B2, which contains the enhancement, indicates that they were focusing on sophisticated production techniques. The Commission chose the words manufactured or produced, which by themselves suggest large-scale automated production. Now, the Commission's intent to focus on sophisticated production techniques is particularly evident when you compare the text of the guideline provision with the text of the counterfeiting statute itself. 18 U.S.C. Section 471 prohibits making, forging, or counterfeiting any currency. The statute is obviously broad and encompasses any attempt whatsoever to make any counterfeit money. It includes all attempts regardless of the level of sophistication and regardless of the technique used.
How do you square that with Application Note 4, which says that it's not intended to apply to people who merely photocopy notes or otherwise produce items that are so obviously counterfeit? Here, where he gets the software that he needs, he's very precise in terms of the size of the notes, and I mean, it's something beyond just making a copy.
What I think Application Note 4 says, Your Honor, is that the Commission intended to carve out a subset of particularly unsophisticated defendants from application of this enhancement. And I think that's evidenced by the fact that they didn't use the statutory language and used manufactured and produced instead of the broad term make or counterfeit. And I would also submit, Your Honor, that what Mr. Borrenia did in this case was the functional equivalent of photocopying. If you look in the record, the Secret Service estimated that the total value of the equipment he used to make these counterfeit notes was $125. And I would submit that that is a great deal less than the average color photocopier that would be used to make counterfeit money. The technique is also essentially the same. What he did was he took a scanner, he put it in the computer, he used some image adjustment software, printed it out, and cut it to paper. It's essentially what you would do on a modern-day photocopier. You would photocopy the bill, and lighten or darken the images depending on your desires, cut it out, print it and cut it out. So what we have here is the same level of sophistication that you would have in a photocopying case. The government would suggest that Application Note 4 refers solely to the appearance of the bill. And I respectfully submit that that just can't be squared with the text of the Application Note itself. It says, as Your Honor's pointed out, that defendant is exempted from the enhancement if he merely photocopies notes or otherwise produces items
that are so obviously counterfeit that they are unlikely to be accepted. So I think that's how the government gets to how does it look.
Exactly, Your Honor, but I would submit that if the Commission only intended to focus on appearance and the obviously counterfeit nature of the money, there would have been absolutely no reason to include the mere photocopy prong in there. The Application Note would have read in that instance, anybody who makes counterfeit that is so obviously, currency that is so obviously counterfeit is not subject to enhancement. They included the mere photocopy prong, and it is the duty of the courts to give some meaning to that provision. It's the assumption that the Commission chooses words and knows what they're doing when they do that. And I think what the courts have done in construing the Application Note as the government suggests it should be construed here is to adapt the Commission's original intent in 1987 to technological changes the Commission did not anticipate when they drafted it at that point. And what they've essentially said is the Commission made a mistake by not anticipating that photocopying would become so much more advanced that you'd be able to make better bills with photocopiers. But it's not the role of the courts to rewrite the application notes. And that is evidenced by Amendment 618 to the Sentencing Guidelines that the Sentencing Commission promulgated November 1, 2001. It admitted in that amendment that the plain language of Application Note 4 suggests that it doesn't apply to somebody who merely photocopies the notes. And it does a second thing. It amends the application note and basically says we made a mistake. We did not anticipate the advent of digital technology would allow somebody to make bills with a photocopier that would be passable and penetrate the currency stream. So they amended it, and that is the role of the commission. To look at it, and when they felt it necessary to make a change, they did make the change. But for the courts to jump in the meantime and basically rewrite the application note to take the mere photocopying prong out before the commission acted, as certainly they could and did here, I think is improper. And I think it would be an improper reading of the guideline in effect of Mr. Baronia's sentence.
Well, Ms. Whitney, would you suggest if we adopt your position, we'd be creating a circuit split?
I think you would, Your Honor.
And in that regard, some of those circuit cases have been in place for a few years.
I believe the first one was the 10th Circuit in about 1990, so it has been several years.
So I know the Sentencing Commission is pretty busy. Some would say too busy. But I would take any note of not only our sister circuits, but the... no change, perhaps, by the commission of the note in light of those cases?
I suggest that the court should not, for this reason, Your Honor. I think the commission, when it felt it was important to change it, did. I think their action now speaks more than their inaction in their intervening years. It suggests that technology has now advanced to a point where they perhaps incorrectly wrote the guidelines. And perhaps it was not brought to their attention, but I don't think this court should infer from its inaction an approval of these circuits who had decided the case the other way.
All right. Want to save a few minutes?
I would like to do that, Your Honor.
Right.
Thank you.
Ms. Meza, are you tree rot?
Morning, Your Honor. May it please the court, counsel. My name is Celia Mazie Utreras, and I represent the appellee of the United States. We respectfully request that this court affirm the conviction and sentence of Robert L. Baronia. The district court properly interpreted the sentencing guidelines section 2B5.1B2. The district court decision conforms with the plain language of the guideline, and that guideline calls for an increase in the offense level if the defendant manufactured or produced any counterfeit obligation or security of the United States. There's no dispute in this case the defendant manufactured and produced counterfeit currency. Therefore, the enhancement and the increase to the offense level applies. The only exception to the enhancement to Section 2B5.1B2 is contained in Application Note 4 of the guideline. This case turns on the interpretation of that application note. And that exception turns on the appearance of the counterfeit currency produced and whether or not, as the court has pointed out, it is so obviously counterfeit that it is unlikely to have been accepted, even if subjected to only minimal scrutiny. The district court properly determined that the exception did not apply based on the plain language of the guideline. The court determined that the items that the defendant had produced were not so obviously counterfeit. In this case, the defendant did not merely photocopy notes. The district court reviewed the bills, and the defendant does not dispute on appeal that the bills were not so obviously counterfeit. The district court, in fact, considered the nature of the fact that the defendant used his home computer, a scanner, a printer, that he, in fact, used computer software, and also that he had crumpled the bills to create the appearance of age, to simulate age and usage.
Are those bills in the record? Any of those bills in the record?
Yes, Your Honor. The government tendered, and also for the record on appeal, counterfeit three exhibits, counterfeit 1, 2, and 3, for this court to review, that the district court did in fact review and also commented upon at the time of sentencing. In addition, the commentary of the sentencing guidelines is consistent with the plain language of the guideline. The exception is set forth, and contrary to the defendant's argument, there is no exception for manner of production, quantity of the counterfeit, or the sophistication of the method. Any other exception not explicitly detailed is to be excluded. And importantly, as the court has pointed out, five circuits have addressed the issue of the enhancement for manufacturers and the meaning of the guideline and the exception. The 4th, 5th, 6th, 9th, and 10th circuits have all agreed with the district court's position. And as Your Honor has pointed out, those decisions, the first one occurring in 1990, there was a 1993, 94, 96, 98. So with that, Your Honor, the exception applies to the appearance of the bills. The manufacturers will get the enhancement unless, and that is consistent with the commentary and also with the background notes. And recently, the Sentencing Commission did in fact amend the sentencing guideline section to 2B5.1, but that amendment reiterates that application note 4 relates only to the appearance of the counterfeit items, not to whether the production was sophisticated. The amendment 618, and the reason for the amendment, discusses the deletion of the merely photocopy language. Although, as I pointed out in this instance, the defendant did not merely photocopy. The commission agreed with the five circuits and the district court in the present case that the exception pertains to appearance. And the commission stated that the 15-level manufacturing offense level was not to apply to notes that are so obviously counterfeit that they're unlikely to be accepted. It cannot, and the commission went on to say that it cannot be said that with the advent of computer technology that photocopying a note would produce a note that's so obviously counterfeit that it would not be impassable. So as such, the district court did not commit clear error by following the plain language of 2B5.1B2 and did not err in enhancing the defendant's sentence because the counterfeit currency produced was not so obviously counterfeit. So we ask that this court affirm the conviction and sentence of Robert L. Baronia.
Thank you. Your Honors, I would respectfully disagree with Ms. Mays' reading of the Amendment 618. I believe in that amendment, and the commission basically acknowledged that they had made a mistake and that they had included photocopying when perhaps they shouldn't have because they didn't anticipate the advent of digital technology, and they reversed themselves. So I don't think they embraced the line of authority that we're asking the court to reject, but rather adopted the guideline in light of technological changes.
Well, do you have any case law from anywhere that supports either the substantial amount requirement or the unsophisticated forger exception that you would like us to adopt here?
Unfortunately, I don't, Your Honor. I know, and I can't say that unpublished district courts have interpreted the guideline in that fashion, but there are no written opinions that I can refer the court to.
Okay.
So we would ask, we believe the district court incorrectly interpreted the scope of the guideline provision, would ask this court to vacate the sentence and remand for resentencing.
Our thanks to all counsel. The case is